Dive into the world of celebrity news with the Do You podcast. Celebrity news for the people, by the people. And unlike a lot of your favorite news sources, we admit that a lot of what we publish is speculation, a source's unique perspective, someone's specific POV, and based on individual experiences. Because no one really knows what the truth is, except the parties involved and the big guy upstairs. Because while we always strive for accuracy, we also acknowledge the inherent uncertainties of this world. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Do You.
This week, Hannah and I are doing an AUA, Ask Us Anything. The prompt was posted on Instagram, and we're answering your questions together, live. Let's get started. We all want those summer pieces we can wear on repeat. Items that are comfortable, versatile, and work for almost any occasion. That's why I love Quince. They make beautiful, elevated essentials from premium materials like European linen, organic cotton, and washable silk without the retail markup. Their 100% European linen tops and pants have become my absolute summer staple. They are lightweight, effortless to style, and start at just $32. I love pairing them with their soft denim or an organic cotton sweater for breezy nights. Accessorized with their stunning 14-karat gold jewelry. Quince works directly with ethical factories to cut out the middlemen, making their prices 50 to 80% less than the competitors. And they don't stop at apparel. They also have elevated bedding, bath, and kitchen essentials too. Make your summer wardrobe feel easier. Go to quince.com/doyou for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/DEUXU for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/doyou. You will never want to buy another blanket ever again. You guys know that we are huge Minky fans here, and we can confidently say that Minky Couture makes the best blankets ever. Everyone needs something as dreamy as a Minky Couture blanket in their home. There's truly nothing better than coming home. This is so true, you guys, and I can't wait to actually do this after I finish reading the ad. Listen to this. Coming home after a long day, curling up on the couch, and cuddling under a Minky to watch your favorite reality TV show. They're so unbelievably soft and luxurious. It honestly feels like cuddling a cloud. It really does. It's like the best feeling. There are tons of blankets out there, but nothing compares to a Minky Couture. They have the largest selection of colors, sizes, and patterns, so you'll definitely find one that matches your personal style. They're also the creators of the original Hugs blanket, a double-sided, stretchy, plush blanket that literally hugs you back. I've never owned a blanket that even comes close to my Minky Hugs. Minky Couture is a female-owned, woot-woot, business started by a mother who wanted to provide luxurious comfort to her daughter during a difficult time. I'm going to cry. That's so nice. I did not know that. Since 2009, they've been spreading warmth and love to homes all over the world. They're passionate about giving back, donating over 100,000 mini Minkies to NICUs across the country every year with their Heart of Minky initiative, because love and comfort should be shared. We've partnered with Minky Couture to bring our listeners an exclusive 50% off. Woo! That's the highest discount we've ever offered on anything. That's right, 50% off. Use code DOYOU at checkout for 50% off full-priced items. Head to Minky Couture. Use code DEUXU and get into the best blanket ever. Follow them on Instagram for even more deals and cozy inspiration at Minky Couture. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Do You Podcast, everyone's favorite source for celebrity news for the people, by the people. Today's episode is pre-recorded. We recorded 2 episodes in one day, a very special episode in person at the Bowery Hotel. Hannah and I are here together. About to have dinner. We just ordered room service. We just recorded last week's episode. I thought it was a pretty good episode.
I learned a lot.
You did?
I did.
Oh, okay. If you didn't listen to that episode has all current information. This week, since it's pre-recorded, we are going to do a Ask Us Anything, an AUA. I threw up a Q&A box on Instagram. this week, and we're going to answer all the questions, all the burning questions that people are asking. I'm curious if any of the answers will be outdated by the time this episode airs, because life moves pretty fast in Hollywood. But we'll try to do our best. You ready, Han?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's see. I did see some personal questions, but obviously a lot of celebrity-related questions. Okay, should I just say like YOLO and read every question, no matter how outlandish?
Yes.
Okay. Please talk about Hailey and Justin post-Coachella. I feel like their relationship is stronger now. I think that with any relationship, they have their ups and downs, like any married couple. I don't necessarily think it's any stronger. I don't know what that would be based on. This person's observation of that would be based on social media. That's not real life, you know?
I think people were showing a lot of videos of her at the concert just staring at him and just admiring him. And they did seem very in love with all the pictures posted. So that could impact how you view the relationship moving forward.
I guess so. I mean, any sighting I receive of them, and I do get some that all of the information doesn't get posted, people observe them being very loved up.
There are Beckhams. I hope so. I love them. I would say that's probably my fandom. But I know they cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's cheating going on, but like I wouldn't doubt there's been something in that relationship. Maybe it's not public, but I'm sure something has.
Hailey and Justin?
Yeah. I feel like everyone fucking cheats, to be honest.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know what went on before they got married, but I feel like since they've been married, I would say no.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you're just liking it. You're just saying that because you're likening them to Victoria Beckham and David Beckham. And I just gave you a look, which the audience
can't see.
But I was like, Hannah, like, you know.
Growing up, I'm realizing everyone does cocaine and everyone cheats.
Okay. Moving on. Is it true Mika cheated with Josh and it is PR? Some shady details. I talked about this very briefly. I made a comment. If you listen to last week's episode, the episode we just recorded, that she just broke up with her fiance. Please just watch one episode of Off Campus.
Okay,
please.
I will.
Okay. Did your roommate watch it?
No, she's not into that either.
Okay. I did mention that she just broke up with her fiance and now she's seen with her co-star. I don't know any details or the timeline, so I can't speak to that. I'm so sorry. Anything on Conan Gray? No, nothing. That's a good thing, I think. They are going to Australia, Kendall and Jacob. Yes, correct. Are Chase Stokes and Kelsey Ballerini together? I think they're back together. You laughing?
I think
they're back together.
Okay.
More questions about Mika Abdallah and Josh Houston. But you guys, I don't have any information. I'm so sorry. A lot of questions about Chase and Kelsey, but they're all from the same person. I think they're back together. I'm not going to say confirmed by anyone in the DMs. I'm not going to say that because that's not true. But based on information that the fans are telling me, apparently they recently got another set of matching tattoos, or their first set of matching tattoos, something with matching tattoos. So I do believe that they could be back together. Do you guys know something about Luke Thompson and Yiren Ha? Do you even know who that is, Hannah?
No.
Bridgerton.
Oh.
They're on Bridgerton. Are they together? No, they're not together. They are not together. Tell Hudson Williams' team that feeding you stuff is a ridiculous strategy and everyone knows it's them. Oh, yeah, that's a crazy theory on X that people think that Heated Rivalry, that's the HBO hockey show, one of the stars, Hudson Williams' team, gives me information. I mean, listen, there are so many crazy conspiracy theories about Demois and myself that I get sent on a daily basis and none are true. Not one. And that runs the gamut from things that are published to people that I'm friends with in real life. And none of it's true. I mean, the people that the audience would know who I am friends with in real life, they never guess. They have no idea. There's no indication that I'm friendly with these people. And the people they think I'm friendly with, I'm not at all. It's just so crazy. And you know, I'm not even a celebrity. And there are these crazy rumors out there about Demois. And I can't even imagine being a celebrity and hearing the crazy rumors that aren't true about yourself. You just ignore them, you know? You can't address everything.
I saw one about you, and then I opened the comments, and you were in there. But the girl was like, everyone knows that Demois is friends with Amanda.
Oh, that's their new thing that they love saying.
And is funded by the Kardashians. I'm like, okay, well, if they're funding you, I want to make more money. So yeah,
exactly. But if they're funding me, wouldn't be recording in this room at the Bowery. We'd be in the fucking like top floor suite. It's just a troll comment that people love to say. They latch on to these like crazy conspiracy theories, none of which are true. The things that I have conspired with celebrities on, people would never guess in their wildest dreams. Like, they have no idea. And I mean like conspired like about like a post or a piece of information or intel. They have no idea. It's certainly not Amanda Bettula or the Kardashians. The Kardashians talk about rumors that are spread that are probably so not true that they ignore. They're the queens of ignoring rumors, I feel like. They don't really address anything.
No.
They don't. They just ignore it because it's so ridiculous. If they know it's not true, I feel like that's enough. I address things because, and the Amanda thing I've addressed several times because it's just so stupid and frustrating. And it just doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense.
The Amanda one's funny to me because people will be like, she's the laziest person in the world. She doesn't do anything, yet she conspires with you in her free time. She doesn't do anything, but like you're her one thing she does.
No, it literally makes no sense. So back to this Hudson Williams comment. It doesn't make any sense. Why would Hudson Williams' team be giving me information?
Well, aren't they mad at you anyway for my comment?
People are still mad about that.
Yeah.
But not as mad because he's been
in trouble.
Yes. And so public with his girlfriend, because they were also mad about me talking about the girlfriend, but she's been on red carpets with him and at events. Well, that's how fans even knew about her. Also, she was at the heated rivalry rap party. That was one of the tellers that they were together. She was in pictures with them from that. I mean, that whole thing was just so crazy. I mean, nobody ever gets anything right. Just get something right, you know, like, and be, you know, come up with something new. The Amanda thing, the Kardashian thing, who else? Somebody told me I was funded by, oh God, or I was getting paid by, and they say Olivia Ponton, Joe Burrow's girlfriend.
It's so random.
Yeah, it's just like, it's whenever something is posted that they don't like, automatic go-to is I'm getting paid to post it. Wait, there was someone. Oh, Molly Gordon. So random, right? That was a new one.
Molly Gordon paid you?
Yeah.
To what?
I don't know. Perpetuate that her and Jeremy Allen White were a couple. It's just clowns clowning. Anything on Rachel Bilson and Zach Braff? Let's be honest. Finding supplements that actually feel clean and trustworthy can be overwhelming. There are so many labels, fillers, and ingredients you can't even pronounce. That's why I'm always excited to talk about, Hannah, do you know?
Symbiotica, baby.
Symbiotica, baby. Symbiotica is doing supplements differently with clean, science-backed formulas designed for real absorption. I started using Symbiotica because I wanted something that felt simple, but still high quality. I love their pouches, their gel pouches. They're my favorite. They actually taste really good.
I've had them. They're good.
Oh, yeah. Like at first you're like, what is this going to taste like? Is it going to taste like a vitamin? Like, am I going to be, you know, sucking my lips, you know, like, is it going to be sour? But it's like a treat. When I take my gel pouches, I'm like, it's like dessert.
It's like adult vitamin gummies.
No, it's I think it's even better than that, to be honest with you. I started using Symbiotica because I wanted something that felt simple but still high quality. My favorites right now are the Liposomal Vitamin D3. I love that they work together to absorb steady, non-stimulant energy and overall balance, especially on busy days. I also keep Magnesium L-threonate on hand when I want extra support for focus and calm. Go to symbiotica.com/doyou to get 20% off plus free shipping. That's CYMBIOTIKA.com/doyou for 20% off plus free shipping.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Rachel Bilson was asked about her relationship. Somebody sent me the clip. Her relationship with Zach Braff by Entertainment Tonight or Access Hollywood, some show, because she was promoting the like 20th anniversary of that show she was on the CW.
Daisies? No.
Dixie.
Something Heart of Dixie?
Yeah, I think so. Whoa, did you ever watch that?
No.
Okay. Well, you really just pulled that out of your hat, though.
I was a Rachel Bilson fan. I watched The OC.
Yeah. Fair. Somebody asked her about her relationship with Zach when she was promoting the 20th anniversary, and she just said they were good friends. So she didn't address if they were hooking up, if they were in a relationship. That wouldn't be something that she would address anyway, I think, in an interview where she was promoting Heart of Dixie's 20th anniversary. But that being said, there has not been any more sightings of them. So I don't really know what's going on. There are so many cool celeb couples at the moment. Which ones are your favorite?
I like Kendall Jenner and Jacob Lordy.
Okay.
It's pretty basic.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
I mean, there's so many.
I know, but I'm trying to...
I mean, they could be married.
Well, I do love Justin and Haley. I also like Kylie and Timothy.
Kylie and Timothy. Yes. I feel like we've seen a lot of them the past year and a half. So the novelty of seeing them has kind of worn off a little bit for me. I like them as a couple, but I'm just saying, like, do you know what I mean? I like couples that are a little bit mysterious right now. Like, I'm going to go with the Lincoln Lawyer and Shakira.
Who's a mysterious couple? I'm trying to think of other.
Well, Kylie and Timothy were. I mean, Jacob and Kendall kind of are.
Are they?
I feel like they're not walking red carpets together.
Yeah, but they're traveling the world.
Right, but in disguise. Did you see that picture of them on the airplane?
No, I didn't. Well, I saw her. You posted her in that hat.
That was them on the airplane.
It's not really a disguise.
I feel like it was. She had this hat, sunglasses, coats. He had a big scarf, headphones, sunglasses, a hat.
A disguise would be like she wore a red wig.
Well, and like I mean,
a fat suit or something.
Okay, so your answer is Jacob and Kendall.
I think so.
Okay. This has been a persistent question that I have no information on. What's up with Hillary Burton unfollowing Sophia Bush on IG? Are you up on that?
I'm not.
Okay. I don't know, you guys. The only information I had was when Hillary, Sophia, and Joy had their rewatch podcast, and then they had some beef. Did you watch One Tree Hill?
I did. I was more Gossip Girl in One Tree Hill, but
people really into the podcast that they had.
Doesn't Hillary Burton have a lot of issues with people? Is this me making this up right now? I feel like she has beefs.
No, I don't know.
Maybe
I think
not.
She's just a little bit outspoken, but so is Sophia Bush.
Yeah, Sophia Bush is.
Something definitely happened because it was Hillary, Sophia, and Joy on this rewatch podcast. They had an issue with Joy. So that was like not really a public falling out, but the fans caught on to it. I had had some intel about it. I talked about it at the time, but this Hillary Sophia thing is new. So something definitely happened because they were all pretty tight. And then after they fell out with Joy, Hillary and Sophia stayed tight. So something happened. I just don't know what.
I had a manager say never start a podcast with someone you like. But he said like when friends start podcasts, the friendship always
really
gets fucked. Yeah. It's like very rare that two friends who start a podcast stay friends.
Why? What's so controversial about podcasts?
Because then money gets involved. When money gets involved.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, got it. Why does it seem that Kendall and Jacob are moving faster than Kylie and Timothy? I just think that we've had more sightings of them sooner. Kylie and Timothy, like I said, were really super mysterious in the beginning. People might have forgotten, but Dumois was the first to break that they were a couple. And again, people were in denial because they demanded a picture. There was no picture. I was just getting intel from insiders about their relationship, and I was reporting on that without the picture because I trusted the sources. And I've done it many times after. And people always demand pictures, and there aren't always pictures. Any sightings of Joe Alwyn and Sarah Pigeon since last week? No. Joe is right now in Paris for the men's fashion shows. I think he was just spotted at Saint Laurent. And Sarah Pigeon was spotted this past weekend at a party in the Hamptons. So I think they're just traveling, doing their own thing. This question's for you, Hannah. Did Dew look like you pictured her too from hearing her voice when you met?
I don't want to like give away what you look like.
Right.
I guess the answer would be yes.
Oh, so I looked like you pictured.
Yeah.
Okay. But you can't say what that is because that'll give away what I look like. Got it. Okay.
I will say you're taller than I thought you were.
Oh, really? You thought I was like, I'm not that tall.
For some reason, like
Snooki?
Kourtney Kardashian.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay. Any upcoming casting news for Hudson Williams? No. James Norton dating. That's such a random question, but I actually did get a sighting of James Norton recently, and I put it in the podcast. Allegedly, this was around June 15th. Somebody wrote in, just saw James Norton. We should say what James Norton has been in. Because remember, I feel like I said I would do that. He was in Little Women. Things Heard and Seen. Nowhere Special. Flatliners. I feel like he was in something else and I'm totally missing it. Anything else on his?
Happy Valley?
I don't know what that is.
I mean, it was a show that ran for 9 years.
Right, but he's British. Okay, well.
House of Dragon?
He is in House of Dragon?
It says since 2022.
Okay. Lucy Boynton. She was in Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm trying to think what else. The Politician. I'm basically just naming things that I've seen. Barbie. You might know her from any of those. She was allegedly seen with James looking cozy on a date at Bar Super in Barcelona. So there's the answer to that. That was in the newsletter 2 weeks ago at this point. Somebody wants to know if Matt Smith has a girlfriend or is he single. Matt Smith was also in House of Dragon. I haven't heard of anyone that he's dating. So I'm going to go with. If he is, it's on the DL. Somebody asked, are there any old blinds that were so crazy you couldn't reveal then, but can reveal now? I mean, this is the thing with blind items, and I've explained this. The only reason that Demois started publishing blind items, and I've gotten in fights with people about this that have said nasty in the comments, well, aren't you a blind item account? Like, no, Demois is not a blind item account. It never was. I only wrote blind items because I was too scared to post certain intel that I was getting in the beginning of starting this account when I didn't really like know what I was doing or what my legal boundaries were. So it was never really a blind item account. It was an account that just shared intel, shared stories. Some things were super old. Like I would post stories and DMs of things that happened like sometimes 10, 15 years ago because the account started in 2020 during COVID when nothing was happening. So people were just sharing stories. And some of those stories were a little bit too salacious. So I would cross out words. I would post the DM, cross out words, and then sort of have a line or two at the top with clues and indicators so people could guess who the DM was about. So that's how like Blinds and Demois like sort of went. And then once I created the email address, people were submitting their own blind items. I don't know who those blind items are about because I didn't write them and I didn't submit them. So I'm giving all this background because I can only reveal the blind items from very early on in the account that I made blind because I was too scared to post the information as is. So those are the only ones I could reveal. And yeah, some were kind of crazy. Some actually came true. Like there was one about Diddy. That what was in the blind item, and it was about him having threesomes or sex or watching his girlfriend have sex with gigolos and whatnot. We winded up hearing about that in the trial. So, I mean, crazy, yes, but like still kind of too scared to reveal maybe, you know, because they're too defamatory. I would say some of them. This is about Jack Hughes. Why do we think Jack Hughes cheated? Is there proof from any source of a breakup? The cheating, you know, why do we think Jack Hughes cheated? Well, I mean, I've heard some stories, but I don't have a picture of him, you know, hooking up with anyone. So there's no proof there. Is there proof from any source of a breakup? Without giving away too much, I want to say yes. But again, I'm going back to what I keep saying, but people aren't accepting. I don't 100% know for sure because like I said many times before this, they could be seen out again together. And who knows, by the time this podcast airs, they could have either announced a breakup or have been seen out. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a, what did I say I was going to be? A celebrity psychic. Yeah. I'm not a celebrity psychic. I mean, if you guys want me to pivot, like I said, great idea, Hannah, for a business. Taylor and Travis wedding this weekend or next? Okay, wait, you guys, I have to tell you this because I feel like I accidentally cracked the code on making your place look put together without losing your mind over it. So I was complaining to a friend about how my apartment just didn't feel right. Like it looked fine, but it wasn't very me, you know? And then she goes, you need to try Cozy. And now I get it. Cozy furniture makes your whole home feel uniquely you, inside and out. Everything is customizable, which I didn't realize would matter this much until I actually did it. The pieces are modular, so you could switch things up whenever you feel like it. I love options. I do. There's hidden storage, which if you live in an apartment or anywhere, you know storage is key, to stash all your random stuff. And the fabrics are washable, which... thank God. It's one of those things where it looks really good, but it's also just super livable. And they seriously have everything, like from sofas and shelves to rugs, tables, dining sets, beds, and their brand new outdoor collection. Cozy has something for everyone. It all adapts to your space and your life, which feels rare. Cozy is practical by design and personalized by you. It just makes the whole process feel easy and honestly kind of fun. Transform your living space today with Cozy. Visit cozy.com. That's C-O-Z-E-Y.com. The home of possibilities made easy. Okay. I'm so excited for this one. I have some tea just for my listeners. Have you ever looked at celebrities or influencers and thought, how do they have these endlessly rotating closets of designer bags and jewelry? Well, VivRel just made that dream closet possible, and you don't have to commit to buying everything. If you haven't heard of VivRel yet, it's a members-only club where you can borrow designer bags and jewelry. Think of it like a rotating dream closet. The best part, there are no return dates. What? I didn't know that. And I'm so excited. I just ordered. They have the best selection of Chanel. A very large, vast selection of Chanel bags you could borrow. And I just put in an order. It's a terry cloth Chanel, which I thought would be perfect for the spring. And I didn't know there was no return date. And if you fall in love with something, you could buy it for less than anywhere else. I mean, that I love too, because I get to try it out, specifically this bag that I'm excited to get. And if I love it, I could buy it. Membership starts at $139 a month. They're constantly refreshing inventory, adding millions of dollars in new pieces every single week. Prada, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Dior. It still feels surreal every time, and they just gave me an amazing offer. Use my referral code DO to get your first month of membership completely free. Go to www.vivrel.com and apply for a membership today using referral code DO, D-U-X, for your first month of membership free. That's VIVRELLE.com. I'm going to use this code. Use code DO for your first month free. Valid for U.S. residents only. Must be 18 plus. Acceptance into the club is not guaranteed. Code is only valid for first-time members.
It would be this weekend.
It would be this weekend, right? Because this is July 2nd. This is coming out. I think it's going to be, I mean, from what I heard, July 3rd. And then with a smaller one, I don't know when. Do you think wedding and reception all at MSG or split into two locations, different days? I think smaller wedding on a different day and then MSG party. Let's call it a party. I mean, with that many people.
How many people do you think it is?
You know, I heard a long time ago, somebody wrote in and said, I heard 900 people were going to be invited to this wedding. And I said to this person, no freaking way. And they were like, I know, that's just what I heard. And lo and behold, a couple weeks later, I think either TMZ or Daily Mail said Taylor invited 1,000 people to her wedding, which, you know, is more than 900, but close. I don't know.
Wow.
I heard she's like inviting everyone to this party. I'm going to call it a party. What non-obvious superlative would you give each other?
I'm trying to think of superlatives.
Like, a superlative is like best dress, like worst driver.
Like, I know what a superlative is. I'm just trying to, I haven't been in high school in so long.
I mean, we're adults. I don't know if we can give high school ones. For you, I'm going to say best listener. I feel like you're a really good listener.
Thank you. I do listen. And
you
I
do.
Remember things. I mean, not always, but I
okay,
but I mean, like,
roll it back.
I guess not on this podcast, but I think sometimes when I'm talking to my friends, I'll like reference something and they'll be like, how do you remember that? And I'm like, because you told me.
Yeah. You're a really intent listener. I feel that even when we're recording over the computer and even more so in person. So you get best listener.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
I would say unsuspecting. Not that you're like not a very kind person, but I feel like sometimes the comments online is that you're mean or something, or that you're like harsh. And I feel like you're a very sweet person.
Okay, thank you. I'll take that.
You're a very kind person and thoughtful.
Yeah. I just think that online I have to set boundaries with trolls and people being rude and mean in the comments.
Totally.
You have to.
Yeah. So I would say that's why it's unsuspecting, because if you read your clapbacks, which I do as well now, so I get it. You have to, because people say the worst shit. Yeah.
And I don't like writing those things. I don't like being rude or mean to people back, but they start it. You get what you give. I've said that from the beginning, because my favorite thing is when a troll will write something and I'll write something in retaliation, and then people start jumping on me. You're so rude. You're so this, you're that. And it's like, whoa. They started it. I'm just responding to them. You expect me not to defend myself just because, why? I have an Instagram account?
Yeah.
It's just a crazy mindset of social media. Okay. Anything on Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz? No. I mean, she has been his number one fan at every concert so far. I actually had a close friend just go to one of his concerts, and I said to them, tell me what it was like. Like, explain to me the vibe. And they said it was a lovely experience. That's literally what they said. And that the audience was just filled with a bunch of women, girls who just really loved Harry. They said they felt like they were surrounded by like a lot of fans, a lot of fangirls, which I think is different. I mean, I guess if you're at a concert, you're someone's fan, but
with those prices, yeah.
But right, I guess, okay. But they said, you know, that was like the vibe, but happy, positive. And I thought to myself, that's so nice. And, you know, besides the Larrys, I would say that Harry Styles' fan base is, if you take out the Larrys, is happy and nice and positive.
I will say they're throwing a lot of shade at his relationship with Zoe, though.
But are those his fans or are those like the Larrys?
I guess I don't know the difference. I'm not in that lore.
The Larrys are the people who think that him and Louis Tomlinson have a secret relationship.
Okay. Well, the comments I see are like, she just seems miserable. I don't get her. I don't get why he's dating her. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, if that's a fan of Harry, you're jealous of his girlfriend that you're never going to be, I don't know. So yeah. That's the only negative I've seen.
Right. But I don't think any of those people are at the show is what I'm gathering.
Probably not. Yeah.
From the vibe, which I love to hear. Are Olivia Wilde and Casper Joplin still dating? Casper Joplin is Ellie Goulding's ex-husband. He's a what, Hannah? An art dealer?
An art dealer.
Okay. I kept getting Casper confused with the guy Lily Allen was dating, who was like Freud. Freud's like great like nephew or grandson. But okay, so Casper and Olivia Wilde, she was spotted by paparazzi, do you remember this, with Brian Muser at Pache?
Yes.
In LA. And in the notes of the paparazzi pictures, it said that they were like getting cozy at dinner. So I had told everyone where the information was coming from, because it wasn't one of my sources that had saw them. It was just in the notes of the set of images on the website. So I reported it, and people were saying, or fans were saying, Casper, you know, is still liking her pictures on Instagram. That's a big indicator for fans if a celebrity couple has broken up or not, if there's still likes. And I think he was still liking her pictures and whatnot. Although they haven't been spotted together, but I do think that the Brian Muser thing was misinterpreted, and she's probably still dating Casper.
I heard a story. She dated this comedian in LA.
You say his name?
I don't think I should.
Okay, that's fine.
But he said that she was very clingy and wanted to be in a relationship and move very fast. And I kind of think he was just telling that story to look cool. He's not famous. Even if I said his name, people would have to look him up.
Okay.
But I do like that story because she seems so cool to me. So the idea that she's like the rest of us gals.
She does tend to find herself in relationships, I feel.
Yeah. But
maybe
I
maybe she doesn't like to date.
Maybe that's her thing.
Yeah.
It's relatable to me. The idea that she got rejected by someone beneath her.
Men could find that as being too needy for them and overwhelming.
Yeah. I just,
no matter who it is my point. Just because she's, you know, Olivia Wilde. Men are stupid. We know this.
No, I know. I just find that like it made her more endearing to me because
I get it.
It's like this happens to all of us.
Yeah. But that's because men are stupid.
Exactly. That's why I like this story. Because I'm like, this is like, whenever you're feeling rejected, like old ChatGPT, has Dua Lipa ever been rejected? By the way, the answer is no. But
no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. When this guy was rejecting me, I was like, has Dua Lipa ever been rejected?
Is this the rejection story from the 20 whatever year old from last week?
Oh, I didn't care about that. No, this was in the fall. But no, yeah. And this guy was actually rejecting me. And I was like, has Dua Lipa ever been dumped? No public record of it, obviously.
That's actually a great question.
But I have a feeling someone's done something shitty to Dua Lipa. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but who? Let's try to figure that out. That's a great question to put out there into the universe. Okay, anything new on Taron Egerton? Well, people have noticed that he's back active on Raya. And I do think things might be on shaky ground with him and Brooke Snider. If you don't know who Brooke Snider is, she was a Sports Illustrated model/model who, what?
Oh, never mind. Model/model confused me, but Sports Illustrated model/model.
Yeah. I know. I have like low blood sugar. I think I'm like fading. I think I'm like dying right now.
You mean like a regular model?
Yeah.
She feels like
not just Sports Illustrated.
She feels like an industry plant to me, but that's my.
She's strategic, but I get your fucking bag, girl.
Like, totally.
You do you. And you have to be strategic. I feel like, well, now her and her family have a
show
on Hulu, and it's a reality show, and they're in their second season. And listen,
I heard it's good.
It is. It's entertaining. It's not easy to get a show greenlit. And second season, like, good for her, you know, but I do think that things might be on shaky ground between them, which is why people might have recently seen some what seems like active activity on Raya.
He's always coming up for me,
but I think people have said recently it's like his location. There was some indicator. I feel like, wait, do you have your open Raya right now?
You pop up.
Are you looking for women and men?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. While you do that, odds Jack and Tate are broken up. You guys, I don't know. Let me look into my crystal ball, aka my fucking cosmopolitan that's sitting on the table right here.
Sean Evans.
Shut the fuck up. Does that mean he's in the vicinity?
I mean, he's in New York, but...
Hannah, right now, swipe. Right now.
I've seen him before. He never swipes on me. It's not a match. I never match with celebs.
You don't have a slutty enough picture. Is it a picture of you holding a mic at a stand-up?
No, no. But it's connected to my Instagram, which is insane.
Hannah, can you just please click on him?
I swiped right. He didn't say yes.
Fuck. I hope he does while we're sitting here. Wonder if he's at this hotel.
That'd be crazy.
We could say meet us downstairs for a drink. No, you could say meet me downstairs and I'll sit behind you guys with like a menu. Covering my face, but like eavesdropping the whole time. Just kidding. The Bowery Hotel, if you're listening, just kidding. I would never do that. I would never do that.
Definitely not.
Okay. Odds Jack and Tate are broken up. My Cosmo says, I'm going to literally look into my Cosmo. My Cosmo says, looks likely. Mm-hmm. Looks likely. Sorry, guys. Sorry to break the news to you. Okay. I love this question so fucking much. I love this question so much. It's for you.
Oh, God.
Does Hannah have any Caleb Heron tea?
I don't. He's... like, everyone loves him.
I fucking love him. So he has a great reputation.
He has a great reputation. My friend wrote on, was it Big Mouth? It was like one of those animated shows. And Caleb had never written on a show before. And he turned out a script and it was like amazing. Like he's just so naturally talented and so naturally funny. That's the feedback.
I'm going to go on a little rant right now. One of the biggest injustices of 2026 was Caleb Herron's role in The Devil Wears Prada 2. Have you seen it?
I have not.
He is one of the funniest, definitely one of the funniest people on social media.
100%.
If not in comedy right now. And they did not do him justice. He played an assistant. Did he play Miranda's assistant? I forget. He played an assistant in the movie, and the dialogue, the script, just did not do him justice. And believe me, he delivered. Like, he was great. He looked cute. He sat behind a desk. He showed up. Loved every minute of seeing him on the big screen. But whoever wrote his lines, jail. Jail time for them. You need to watch it. Are you not going to watch it?
No, I was. I thought you could. Hulu or Amazon had it where it looked like you could rent it. So I clicked on it and it was just the commercial. So they really catfished me. I'm going to rent it.
Okay. But that is the major bone I have to pick with the entertainment industry in 2026.
Is what?
The people who wrote, whoever wrote the dialogue for Caleb Herron in The Devil Wears Prada 2, like, show yourself.
That's the biggest injustice in the whole industry.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, show yourselves. Because he's in this huge movie, right? His time to shine off of social media. I mean, he's had specials, like, on streamers and whatnot. You know, he's shown. But this is a different medium, I would assume. A huge audience.
Counter argument.
Yeah.
They wrote that. The part was not that good. So they were like, we need someone really good. It was just such a bad part that they picked the best person and he did what he could.
Okay.
Because I don't think they wrote it for him.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they did. You're right.
I mean, someone needs to write a whole goddamn show just for him. He's so fucking funny. He's my emotional support person between the hours of 12:30 a.m. and 2 a.m. I just sit there and watch his podcast clips or his stand-up clips and love him so much. I just love him. I love every word that comes out of his mouth.
He's very funny.
He really is. And it just was such a letdown. And it had nothing to do with him. I don't want this to reflect him. It's the writers of that script.
Well, I heard the movie was pretty, the script was not very good.
I mean, listen, after the movie came out, and I saw it pretty early on, I read comments on Instagram, specifically underneath posts for the movie, people praising it. And this is the best thing. And I was like, did we watch the same fucking movie?
Oh, I have a different algorithm. That's why I didn't go see it.
Oh, I need to be on yours.
One girl was like, it looks like they wrote this for clips on TikTok.
Not good ones. Because the first movie had so many great one-liners and things you could repeat and, you know, iconic lines. There wasn't any of that. Plus, they gave Miranda Priestly like a lobotomy. Like she wasn't herself. Like something was off. I'm telling you, it was the writing. It was the writing. But people loved it. I mean, God bless. If there's a three, I'll watch it, but I'm not going to like it. I'm not going to like watching it. They got some major rewriting to do. Maybe fucking Caleb should help with the script.
There's a pitch.
Yeah. Thank you. Can Hannah tell us when/where to go see her perform? This person would love to.
Where do they live?
Well, where are you performing recently? I mean,
soon. Well, my next headlining show is in Philly on July 26th.
Okay. Plug it.
July 26th, the Punchline, Sunday. It's like a month away, but oh no, I guess it's the end of the month.
Hannah, I'm going to use my celebrity psychic/witchy abilities to get you a Netflix special.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's Michael B. Jordan up to lately? Is he single? Asking for a friend. Me. You know, Michael B. Jordan moves in spaces where I am not privy. I don't get any dating information about Michael B. Jordan, nor do I get fucking sightings. Like, does he go out? I literally get no Michael B. Jordan sightings. He might just be on the DL right now because that's not actually true. If he's like doing something or promoting something or filming something, I actually feel like I have gotten them. But not recently. I don't know. I'd love some Michael B. Jordan dating intel. You know, the latest actually that we had about him was that Rihanna was allegedly hooking up him and Sierra Miller, which they'd make a beautiful couple.
That'd be a hot couple.
Very hot couple. Okay, this person said more info about the James Norton possible romance. I mean, it was with Lucy Boynton. But I haven't gotten any information since. Was it because it wasn't put on blast on Instagram? It was very, very low-key in the Dumont newsletter that you guys should sign up for. Do y'all think Amanda and Wes will go the distance? Hannah watches Summer House, so she's perfectly capable of answering this question.
No way. I think Amanda's going to move back to New Jersey and date a rich man there and marry him and have his children. And I think Wes will use his 3 seasons of Bravo to fuck 20-year-olds until he's mid-50s. And then I actually think he'll go, I think he's going to go the religious route.
I haven't heard any of these theories.
I think he'll like do a PR thing where he's like, he finds God and starts a podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's like Ryan Lochte. It's exactly what he did. It's
did
like
he
these,
find God?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Justin Bieber found God. All these bad boys.
No, Justin Bieber always had God in his life.
Did he? Yeah. But I feel like he was like bad boy, but then he was like, I found Jesus, but he actually is talented. I feel like a lot of bad boys, they find Jesus.
Okay. I don't know anything about Wes Wilson, but he doesn't strike me as someone who is that, like, has that much depth to even be open to finding Jesus.
Maybe not yet. But, like, okay, you got to get money somehow, right?
Yes. I mean, hey, I'm seriously thinking about pivoting. Like, yeah. I said.
Everyone needs a rebrand.
I'm down. Who's Mary-Kate Olsen dating these days? She was last spotted with Vito Schnabel. Coming out of her apartment in New York City, like early in the morning. I feel like they've known each other for a long time. She always like hooks up with guys that she's known for a long time. I feel like that's her move. So I haven't heard of anyone new that she's dating. About Sabrina Carpenter, Thomas Dottery World be joining forces on a project that is still happening. Okay, this is like not written. I know what this is about. This is something that was posted about a while ago because Sabrina was spotted, I think, seeing Thomas. Can you look up what show he was in? I want to say Little Shop of Horrors. She was spotted in the audience, and then someone wrote in that they were working on something together, but the person got confused. They weren't working on something together. I think they were working with the same brand, I believe. But I'm not exactly sure. But that information was like kind of convoluted. So they're not working on something. If you could choose to never hear from one fan group again, which would it be? I would say currently none. I like hearing from all the fandoms. I don't like when the fandoms make up the conspiracy theories, like the Summer House fans saying, I'm good friends with Amanda and, you know, she's feeding me information, because they make those comments and they make videos about it as like it's fact. And then people believe them just because they're saying it. It's just like gossip. Like, you can't just believe it because someone's making a video about it or saying it on social media. And that goes for even, you know, stuff that Demois posts. But I feel like I'm very open and honest about where the information comes from and if it's reliable or not. But these trolls that make the comments with their full chest are really fucking annoying. So I guess actually them, I don't want to ever hear from them again. Like, shut the fuck up. What about you? I know you don't hear from them personally, but like ones that we talk about.
I would say I'm pretty done hearing about Wes Wilson and Amanda. Like, I know people love to hear about it, but...
So you're saying Summer House too?
Summer House, yeah. I've been into the Meghan Trainor fandom. That's my algorithm right now.
Really? Well, aren't they like really mean about her?
It's interesting when people turn on an artist. I'm curious why they like are so mad at her right now.
And what are they mad about? I don't know. I'm not on any of that.
They're mad she lost a lot of weight because her whole thing was like, I'm a different pop star.
Did she admit that she went on a GLP-1?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
And they say she's trying to be Sabrina Carpenter, but she's not. And she also couldn't sell tickets. And she said it was because she wanted to be with her fans.
Wow.
Or her family.
Yeah.
And people are like, she should have just been honest. Where I'm like, I wouldn't have been honest.
Right.
So it's not fair stuff, but it's mostly the weight loss, I think.
Okay. What's a show you would bring back for a final season you didn't get closure on? Oh my God, there's so many. The Secret Circle. The Secret Circle had one season. Do you know that show?
No.
Oh my God. And I've watched that season. It's about witches.
Then I'll keep it a secret from myself.
Come on. Just like, why don't you like witches?
I don't know. I just find it also corny. Those shows so corny.
Do you not believe in like a greater power?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
So maybe I should. Maybe I'll. Okay.
It's a CW show. So it's like, it's YA. And it's about witches.
I just never got into CW shows. Even like the one that everyone loved with the girl who died.
The girl?
Ashley Benson was on it.
Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, I couldn't even get into that.
That was ABC Family, now Freeform.
Oh.
That had 8 seasons, so I was good with that. But The Secret Circle had 1. And I've watched that one season. I found it on Tubi. It's a comfort show, like Pretty Little Liars. What about you? What's your answer?
Dave. I wanted one more season. Lil Dicky Show.
Oh, I never watched it.
I loved it. But you wouldn't like it. It's like a dramedy.
We really are just not show compatible.
I know.
But I still love you.
And you know what? Controversial opinion. And just like that, like it ended so weird.
I'll get on board with that.
They should have just hired new writers and figured it out. And they just gave up on it because they realized it was so bad. But I needed...
I don't think that's why they gave up on it. I think it was came down to money.
Oh, really?
Remember, I talked about this on the pod. I always say to you, remember?
And I'm like, I have such a good memory. And then I'm like,
you like tune out everything that has to do with celebrity. I think it has to do with money, as everything in Hollywood does. That show was really, really expensive to make.
I bet.
And then plus SJP's salary and whatnot. I think it had to do with money. Because why wouldn't they?
It was like,
I didn't care that people shit on it. Do you think they really cared? I thought it was entertaining.
Those characters, I just want to, let's keep watching.
This is something we agree on. I'm with you. Your opinion, Selena Gomez will be at Taylor and Travis's wedding, right? Even though the Knicks shade. Yes, she will be there. Do you have an opinion on that?
I thought you said last week that she wouldn't be there.
No, I never said that. Last week they were asking about the Knicks thing.
But you were saying you didn't think they were that close friends anymore.
But that I never said she wouldn't be at her wedding.
Well, before you said it was 900 people, I would say maybe not. But now that it's 900 people, 100%.
I don't think she'll be at the smaller wedding if there's one. I don't think she'll be. I think that'll just be super, super close friends and family. That's what I think. I don't know for sure, but that's what I think. Oh, okay. So I don't know how this came up. Somebody, I guess, asked in an Instagram Q&A something surprising that I learned recently. And I said that this celebrity has a small dick and they want to know who it is. There's no chance in fucking hell I am saying it ever, but I've given clues. It's a young guy.
I would guess a lot of celebrities have small dicks.
And the reason I know is because I heard he whipped it out in front of people one night partying at the chateau. That's how I know. I mean, so many. I'm not even going to ask you to guess. Opinions on Matthew Gray Goob's upcoming series, Einstein. You know the Goobs, Ham.
I only know because of this podcast. And he was on One Tree Hill, wasn't he? Was he not?
No, he's on Criminal Minds. But he has a new show on CBS.
That I will not be watching.
Well, I don't have any thoughts on it, but I know something about it, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say. Is Nina Dobrev and Dougie Joseph a thing? So Nina Dobrev from The Vampire Diaries, also a fantastic show. Doesn't sound like it's something you'd watch. And Dougie Joseph, who's a model, were spotted like the day of the Knicks parade all over New York. And his hand was in the back pocket of her jean. I guess they're dating.
I thought she was dating that comedian.
I think that was fake news. Remember when I said that and I said, comedian. I bet someone is submitting this tip to get this guy's name out there. Do you remember me saying that?
Yeah.
And you said something that your friend, something about a your friend or someone.
No, I had posted a bunch of.
Yes, you. Yeah. You. Yeah. So I think that they just did that to get the guy's name out there. Unless she went on a date or two with him. I don't know.
I don't believe that.
But I fucking called it. It got us to look at his Instagram, talk about his Instagram.
You didn't have the best reaction to his stand-up clip.
I didn't understand it. No, I said he was cute.
No, yeah, but like a stand-up, you don't want to tell a joke and someone be like, well, you're cute. At least you're pretty.
I mean, and didn't he have a lot of TikTok followers?
So a
he
ton.
Didn't even like, but why would he need the shout out? But who knows? It could be a friend.
He wants like to be mainstream.
Yeah. Mainstream. Right. Which celeb do you have a special soft spot for? Can almost do no wrong in your eyes? Oof. People are not going to like this answer. But I feel like I've said it before. Jennifer Lopez. Were you expecting that?
I was expecting you to say Nicole Kidman.
Oh, and Nicole Kidman, obviously. But she doesn't really do anything that, you know, people are so outraged for. Jennifer Lopez gets so much
hate.
But I feel like I've said from day one that I don't care. I don't care.
I think she works really hard.
She works so hard. I remember her on, and you won't know this show, In Living Color. As a dancer. You might have seen clips, but I watched it in real fucking time. I've seen her work her way up from doing the Dougie or the fucking Running Man on that show to being who she is today. I mean, I don't know. If you've been there for the whole journey, it's inspiring. And yeah, like I've heard all the horror stories, like how she's a huge bitch to people and horrible to people, but I'm sorry to say it. I like her. But Nicole Kidman, I feel like nobody has anything really bad to say about. I mean, there's a lot of celebrities. I feel like Tom Cruise. I've said that publicly too. Like, let me live. Like, just let me like Tom Cruise. Like, every time I post something about Tom Cruise, why are you posting him? Like, we don't care. He's a Scientologist. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, he's still an iconic actor. You know?
Yeah, I guess you feel how you feel and they asked.
And I mean, I think that people like are a little bit too hard about those things. Like, yeah, Scientology is not great. It's not great. I've watched Going Clear, the HBO special, several times because I find it fascinating. Back to us talking about cults on last week's episode and fandoms. It's fascinating. But I have my suspicions of why Tom Cruise got involved in this in the first place. So I don't know. I feel like maybe in my mind I'm giving him a little pass. I'm going to say Tom Cruise and Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Who are you going to say?
Miley Cyrus.
But people love Miley Cyrus. But yeah, it doesn't matter what she does, you're saying.
It doesn't matter what she does. Even when I sat and paid $800 for her fucking movie, I was so fucking pissed. And I hated that she didn't address it. She acted like it wasn't happening when she knew exactly what was happening. And I thought that was a little...
They might have told her not to.
Totally. And like, whatever. But like, as someone who paid $800, I was fucking pissed, but I still loved her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel personally victimized. Also, Justin Bieber, which... I mean, he used to get, my friend just met him and said he's the nicest guy in the world. So they don't really get hate, but like they could.
I don't think he gets hate, yeah.
They could really do no wrong in my eyes.
I get it. So if he did do something bad, it, depending on what it was.
Even when he was going through the air, remember when Seth Rogen was like, Justin Bieber, remember he tweeted Justin Bieber's a total piece of shit?
No.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen did that?
Yeah, when Justin Bieber was like really going through his shit and like was on whatever he was on.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah, it was bad.
Did the Bleebers like attack him? I feel like he would have gotten fucking pummeled on Twitter back then.
I can't remember the response, but a lot of people were agreeing with it. And I was like, I love him.
It must have been a bad time for him.
It was his like bad time when he was like going to prison and stuff.
He went to prison?
Yeah, he has a mugshot. I have a t-shirt with his mugshot.
What did he do? Something with driving?
DUI.
Yeah, I remember. Somebody wants to know, does it ever get overwhelming getting so much info and figuring out what to share when? That part doesn't get overwhelming. It's the remembering. And Hannah, you could attest to that because some podcast episodes were, I'm doing a lot of searching in DMs and screenshots and online. We cut it out, obviously. We tighten it up, but I just don't remember everything.
It's also, it feels like every single person in the world is a celebrity.
I try to really keep it tight though, and which is why I don't report on influencers or YouTubers. Because if I did, then it would be so crazy trying to keep track of everything. However, talking shit on influencers is something I do with my friends 100% in my free time.
Of course.
More so than celebrities.
I think it's because it feels, at least the way I do, because I do too, they're like almost a degree of separation away. So right. I like feel like they're like a friend of a friend.
Right. And then, well, that's like the parasocial yeah. aspect of it. But I'm, you know, I keep it normal. I like keep it in the group chat I don't like, I would never write a comment on social media bashing someone or talking shit. Another question for what happened between the One Tree Hill girlies. I mean, listen, I think I need to post about it on Instagram to find out because I don't have like a source in mind that I could directly go to asking that question. But I hear you guys. So I'll try to, or ask me in the next like online Q&A. Why did you lie about Jack Hughes? What does this mean? What did I lie about? How many times have I said I'm not 100% sure. I don't know for sure. Okay. I'm reading all your
questions. We are at 114.
Oh, we are. I didn't know because I got up to do the thing. Okay, you guys, there are some good questions, but a lot of repeat questions about the same people. And we're out of time, Hannah says we got to cut it. But thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this Ask Us Anything AUA. I mean, I feel like the questions were like pretty mild. You could get spicier with it.
Yeah.
Right? Hannah's an open book. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. See you next time.